90TR, WUTT.
Just come in, get a ginger ale, and headed back out. This is 90TR.
You'd have all your work done so you could be inside relaxing as it warms up to about 75 degrees out there.
Yeah. I got one more task to put some Roundup for yards along the perimeter out front. Got some little yellow flowers starting to come up.
Put me some weed killer today to put out in my yard, and I did not get Roundup because I don't like using that stuff even with the new improved formula.
I know we buy it in a big jug, and it changed a couple of years ago. It's not the same stuff, but close. But I don't use it only in out in the field and different things. I use a Spectracide now instead of Roundup for yards. It's more reasonably priced. It takes 5 ounces per gallon, and it works just as well.
Ortho myself, that's what I got this time around. I got Ortho. So that's what Ace Hardware carries, and I got their pump container, and then when I go back, I'll just get the refill for it. So you got the batteries, and you pump it out. You know, it's all uses the battery powered thing to pump it out, so it works for me. So anyway, and I got all of my weeds around the back porch sprayed this morning, so that should take care of them for a while, and then everything else. So I'm off on my way to lunch now.
Well, this stuff you can use on fescue anywhere, and it don't kill the grass, kind of like Roundup for yards. And Roundup for yards work good, but they got a little pricey. Not that bad. But this Spectracide is an identical thing, got the same junk in it, so why pay the extra money for the other? All the Roundup for yards, I think, takes 4 ounces in a gallon, and this takes 5, but who cares? Just so it gets the job done. Don't have to use it that often.
And the stuff I've got is made to, it doesn't kill the grass, it just kills the weeds. It's made for using all over your lawn, so I get that. And that way, if I have some stuff coming up in my yard out front where I don't need it, I can spray this and it'll take care of that and it won't kill the grass that's coming up. So anyway, and all, but I use it, and it's pre-mixed, and all I got to do is turn it on and spray it. So that works for me, because that way then I don't have to worry about storing the chemical and having a big tank to spray it and all of that stuff. So, but I just passed the yard that's full of dandelions, so those nice little yellow flowers you're talking about.
They spread like wildfire, and they're a bitch to dig up. Bernice has a device we bought. I think it's either Lowe's or Home Depot, and you just poke it down around the dandelion, it goes down and gets the root too. But you know, the roots on those suckers can be, I'd say 6 inches or better long. If you try to pull them out, they just break off.
Done that and don't want to do it anymore. And well, this stuff I've got is made to work on the roots, and it goes all the way down to the roots and works on that. So it does its job. I've got somebody in a Honda that's tailgating me back here, and all some young people, and they think that because they're on my tail, they're going to make me go faster. Ain't going to work. I'm doing the speed limit. If they don't like it, they can go around me, particularly if they want to try passing in a no-passing zone when there's a cop just in front of me, 2 cars. So go ahead.
Yeah, there was one aggravating my brother-in-law, who was a lieutenant, retired on the Wichita Police Force at the time, and they were going up to Kansas University to the hospital, and George is short-fused as he got older, and he was pretty old at the time, and they were in their big Buick and Park Avenue, and this guy was running 62, I think, in a 65, And finally, George got kicked off, which doesn't surprise me. I loved him like a brother, but he got kicked off at that. He'd like to be up a little faster. Not real fast. Anyways, he pulls around him, and he didn't know there was a car in front of him. And so he passed both cars. And fortunately, the second one was a Kansas Highway Patrol, and here come the red lights. The officer was nice, and he told him, George said, well, if I'd have known you was a highway patrolman, I wouldn't have done that. And the cop said, obviously, George. He said, I'm going to let you off this time as a courtesy to your service in the past. But I'm going to give you a warning ticket. If you do it again, you're definitely going to get a ticket. So he lucked out.
Yeah, that's where it works out. And I recognized the unmarked car in front of me, and he turned off. But this guy's not. He's pulling up in the lane next to me. He's headed over to. I guess he's going to over to Harbor Freight because he's in the straight ahead lane. And all, but it's a young couple in there, and they were. And he was right on my. I mean, he pulled right up behind me. Oh, well, anyway, and all, turned out to be all right now. Haven't seen any more of that sprinkly rain lately.
This is the worst state in the union about the tailgaters. We come up 101, and I always drive 05 over the speed limit on 101, which is 45, and I'll push it up to 50 as we're coming up from the fire department and that, and I'll give a turn signal about two or three blocks before we ever turn down the big hill. But these suckers around here, there's no passing zone there, and it'd be crazy to pass. And they'll get right on my tail, and normally I give two or three blocks, I'll give a turn signal ahead if there's no other turnoffs, of course. But if there's one right on my butt, I wait till I get, like most of these drivers around here do, within about 15 or 20 feet of the intersection, hit the brakes hard and then give a turn signal. And you ought to see the looks on their faces at times. The front end of their truck or car dives down. I know I'll probably get hit in the butt someday, but I don't like that tailgating stuff. I don't do it. I don't want somebody else to do it.
I'm like you. I don't like it. I don't do it, and everything else. So anyway, I'm getting ready to pull in up here where I'm going to go find me some lunch, and I'll talk to you later. You and Bernice have a good afternoon, and get back out there and go to work so she's not doing all of it. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. Thanks for the break. Yeah, she is. She's doing a lot, too. 73s, and I'll catch you after a while because I'm going to retire here in just a little bit and come in the house. W2T and 0TR clear. QRT.